the fact of having the right of voice in the workplace, is it something that you need to work more? Because it's quite astonishing, the fact coming to the US that people are so few unionized, or I don't know how would it be the word, if they don't join too much the union, like if they were afraid of it, the freedom of expression in the workplace. We are talking about that?
Exactly what we're talking about.
I think the tide is changing, though. I have to believe that as being an activist in the labor movement. But you have things going on in New Mexico. You know, you have workers.
What's going on in New Mexico around it? Because there aren't too many. You were telling me prior to the show that proportionally there are not too many workers in unions or organizations. What's going on in the atmosphere of New Mexico around that?
True. Yes, we are. Certainly not big labor. I'd say we're small labor in New Mexico. But even still, as small of a family as we are, our contracts, labor, people that have good union jobs, the benefits that we have, the health care, the terms and conditions, the just cause that Joel referred to, we are holding the floor for other non-union professions to see that, well, we have to pay this worker here at our non-union shop. We should pay them what they're earning at the union shop across the street, because otherwise, good workers that we attract will constantly be looking for that job opening across the street. And so in today's New York Times, today there was a story about workers organizing but not unionizing. This is a project of the Workers Justice Center in Santa Fe, New Mexico, program of the Somos Un Pueblo Unido, and what their organizing tactic has been is not to form a big union structure, but just an on the job site workers committee, and they have realized some tremendous successes. I think some workers who have encountered wage theft, which is a huge issue today in New Mexico, where people are working but not being paid for overtime or being called in to clock in maybe 4 hours after they get to work because that's when the work happens. That's wage theft. And workers can stand up through workers' committees and exert those rights. And there's been, the Workers' Justice Center has assisted workers to reach incredible settlements. So the whistle is being blown, and the law is on the people's side. It's just that the people need to understand what their rights are and the bravery, that spark that causes people to finally stand up.
Yeah, that's right. And I think one of the other facets that definitely affect it is that, you know, the industries that normally you would see as the fuel for the mass labor organizations like you see in the East Coast don't exist here. Where you see the higher concentration of unionization here in New Mexico is where a lot of the jobs are at, and that's in government employment. So you see public employees unions here are very strong. I think the private sector has had a little bit more of a problem here, and specifically because of the dynamics that you have here, whether they be geographical, having to compete with what they would, under the table labor here. So there's definitely, when you're looking at what the price point is for being able to do a job, if these companies can't afford to be able to do that, there's a problem there, which goes into why I think labor here in New Mexico has taken a very definite approach to trying to be inclusive with our immigrant community, because of the fact that I think they've recognized that having people involved within it keeps our wage structure stronger, right? But I definitely think the fact that the enterprise here in New Mexico is just a lot different. It's a lot of mom and pop stores, a lot of smaller shops that just traditionally don't have labor unions. For a national labor union and even like our own, right? We have to have a target that we can look at to be able to say, you know what, here's people that are asking to be organized. They actually fit in within, you know, the industry that we might be doing or whatever, right? If somebody's working within a job, it may be a small store, but it doesn't mean that they don't have the right to be able to get together and say, we want to have rights. The same thing that Miles was mentioning here with the workers' coalitions, right? I think it's something that's definitely a model that should fit New Mexico very nicely because of the fact that there's a lot of non-traditional, I think, businesses here that where you don't see the big, heavy corporate businesses that traditionally are the fuel for this type of thing.